WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel and Iran are upping attacks on each other. CBS's Deborah Patta at the scene of a damaged medical facility.
The moment an Iranian missile slammed into Soroka Hospital in Beersheba this morning. Inside, panic and chaos as doctors and patients fled to the bomb shelters.
Israel reports at least 40 wounded. President Trump says he's still weighing his options. Another miss for SpaceX.
Whoa!
A Starship rocket burst into a huge fireball just before a planned test in Texas last night. Comes after another uncrewed rocket exploded over the Indian Ocean. A jury in Boston has found Karen Reed not guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of her police officer boyfriend.
No one has fought harder for justice for John O'Keefe than I have. And my team.
Her first trial ended with the jury deadlocked. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. State Supreme Court has struck a blow to the Republican-led legislature, saying lawmakers can't hold up the Attorney General from finalizing settlements and lawsuits. In a decision issued Tuesday, the court said when the lawsuit involves things like civil enforcement, those, the court said, are up to the executive branch. It partially undoes a 2018 lame duck law requiring the Department of Justice to get approval from the legislature's budget committee before settling. The state Supreme Court has a liberal majority, but Tuesday's opinion was unanimous and written by one of the court's more conservative justices, Brian Hagedorn. The decision comes as Call announced that Wisconsin and 54 other attorneys general plan to move forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. The suit accuses Purdue of aggressively marketing painkillers and fueling the opioid crisis. Under the agreement, Wisconsin would receive around $80 million. About half of that is in the first 3 years. That's in addition to more than $780 million already awarded to the state and its local governments from earlier opioid-related settlements. Cole says that while the money helps, it's impossible to fully make up for the harm.
There's been an enormous amount of money spent on public health care costs. And much more importantly than that, there has been devastating loss of life as a result of this epidemic. One of the things that we have known throughout this process is that in seeking accountability from companies like Purdue, while we will be able to get a measure of accountability, we're never going to be able to get the kind of recovery that I believe matches the scale of the harm done, even in dollars and cents terms, let alone given the horrific human toll from this epidemic.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs go at it today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's game rained out and rescheduled for August 18th. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jair Alexander signed a one-year deal yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens, reported worth $6 million, but a breakdown shows the deal is actually $4 million, with the rest based on incentives and how many games played. NBA, former Oshkosh North High alum Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Thunder up 3-2 in that series, but Halliburton dealing with a strained right calf muscle.
Practice today, did what I could. I know coach just told you guys what the process will be for me to play, and we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with the strain?
Yeah.
That's the Indiana Pacers shooting guard Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today and warm with highs in the lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm possible late in the afternoon. That chance for a shower or thunderstorm continues into the nighttime. It'll be mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, ICE agents are taking people into custody with no identification and they're masked. What is the legality of that? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, Lake Wissota is looking good today. Good morning, 7:06. It's nice to have you back here on a Thursday morning. It's June 19th, 2025. Parker Olson standing by in Madison Studio A2. Brittany Merlot standing by to tell you the forecast. We will be talking a bit about holidays and festivals this weekend. We'll be talking about today's holiday, the Juneteenth holiday, a little historical background on it. We'll get into Summerfest, which starts today in Milwaukee. The big gig is here, and other things going on, including the big Cranberry Blossom Festival in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk to somebody from there about what all you can do if you want to take a road trip out to the central part of the state coming up this weekend. A reminder, as always, you can reach us, you can send us a text message, for example, at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, but you can also put something in the comment section. You can find us online in five different places. For Civic Media, it's the Facebook page or the YouTube page. For Up North News, it's the Facebook page or the YouTube page. And you can also follow my Facebook page. Head over to Facebook, facebook.com/morningswithpatkreitlow. And you can put something on there as well. One more way to reach us, you can speak your mind as well. There is the voice note feature on the Civic Media app. You can use that to record a message with a comment or a question. You can steer the conversation into another topic that we might play on air. It'll show up here. One Parker Olson will take a look at it and decide if you make the cut or not. Parker has decided that, once again, Brittany Merlot passed the audition and is welcome here to give us a forecast, which is alternatingly rainy and sultry. Or is it steamy? Or is it sticky?
Any of those words.
It's all gross. Gross. Let's go with gross. Here are the gross details on the weekend from Brittany Merlot.
Yes, here we go. All right. So we've got fog out there in places this morning. That's going to clear very, very shortly. We've got spots of sun. We've also got a few clouds and a few showers and thunderstorms rolling in towards Spooner, Rice Lake area right now. Otherwise, temperatures starting in the mid-50s to mid-60s statewide. And today we are going to reach those upper 70s to low 80s everywhere today. Dew points kind of comfortable in the 50s. So it's going to be a nice, beautiful, bright day today. We do have that front, though, still sitting over northern parts of the state. So this is why a few scattered showers and small, brief storms are still possible here. So that'll be the case through this morning. Then by tonight, we are looking at chances for more storms starting to spark up, especially north, probably after 8 o'clock or so, and then rolling their way through portions of the state, kind of like they did yesterday. Very widely scattered. It's kind of hit or miss who's going to get them. That'll be the case again tonight, and some of those could be stronger, potentially severe, maybe some gusty winds and hail. We are in a marginal risk statewide for them to turn severe. And then as we go through tomorrow morning, expect widespread rain, probably some heavy rain, thunderstorms. Again, some of them could be strong to severe as this front lifts north. So after that, after tomorrow afternoon, we are going to go into an excessive heat. We have a watch out right now for northern and western parts of the state where temperatures are going to be rising statewide to about 90 to 95 degrees. And then the dew points are going to be in the mid-70s. I told you today they're in the 50s. Yesterday they were in the 60s. We haven't felt those mid to upper 70 dew points just yet. Paired with the 90s, it is going to be feeling like the triple digits. Heat index values will feel like anywhere from 100 to 105 degrees. This is both Saturday, Sunday, and pushing into Monday too. So very, very hot as we bring in summer and have all of these events, but at least it'll be dry. We just have to hydrate.
So people are like, well, why do you say gross? She told you right there, dew points in the 70s. That is the meteorological definition of gross. Right
it
there.
Absolutely is. It doesn't get much worse than that.
Wow. Oh, you definitely feel it. Good morning from Tigerton, writes Rob. It's partly cloudy and 60. Last night we had a thunderstorm around 11 p.m. and picked up 0.4 inches of rain. Had 2 yards to mow. Yesterday I had 3 to mow now. One of them, I need to get that done before Central Wisconsin Electric Co-op buries power lines in that area this afternoon. Good thing the ground is moist before the hot weather this weekend and the crops will grow real fast, which we need. The hot, humid weather and the moisture in the ground for the crops to grow. And as far as the voice note feature goes, Alicia writes, Pat, do you really want me to speak my mind? I'm not saying they're not all going to air necessarily.
I'm the gatekeeper here, guys.
Yeah. And then from Roger and Stevens Point on Facebook, we were talking about heart in our last segment because Ann Wilson is 75 today. He says, Dreamboat Annie, the album came out when I was 10 years old, and now that album is 49 years old. We've been listening to Heart for a good long time. So, Brittany, next hour, I want to talk to you about, you have a story up about smallmouth bass.
And
where you can go there. But what I wanted to ask you about this time around was these early sunrises. Mm-hmm. And to ask, now this I know this isn't quite weather related, but it's about sunrise and sunset. And I noticed something, and I think Roger noticed it as well over at the time and date website. When you look at, you know, how early the sun comes up, and you notice how it always gets light beforehand.
Right.
I didn't realize until I was looking at that website, there are actually 3 different types of twilight that they describe. There's astronomical twilight, there's nautical twilight, and there's civil twilight. Had you ever heard of these before?
I have not. No. What's the astronomical? I'm curious.
Well, see, it's all about how far the sun is below the horizon yet. So the sun hasn't risen, but you're still getting some of the sun's rays. They're still, you know, being bounced around in the atmosphere, and we can see a little bit of light. And so the definitions, he said, trying to pull up the right screen on his phone here to best describe them, is the astronomical one is the darkest one, okay? It's where there's just barely any light. You can still see a lot of the stars. It's actually more useful at the opposite end of the scale. That's the last of the light before it gets completely dark. And the sun is 18 degrees below the horizon, it says here. And then there's nautical twilight. And that's the one where, again, named for sailing, where you can see enough to get a feel for where you're going. And then the last one, civil twilight, is where you really don't need any lighting to help you. The sun's not up yet, but you can see enough. So there's, the astronomical one is 18 degrees below the horizon. Nautical is 12 degrees below the horizon. And then civil dawn is 6 degrees. The sun is still below the horizon. It hasn't yet risen. And it just really jumped out at me that, in Wisconsin, that first one, that astronomical twilight.
Yeah.
We have sunrise at 5:18. But astronomical twilight, that first bit of little bit of light out there where the sky isn't pitched black at this time of year, 2:46 in
really?
The morning.
Yeah. Okay.
2:46 is when you get the first little hints of something out there where it's not totally dark. Huh. And then at this part of the year, nautical twilight is at 3:51 a.m. And that's the one that I kind of notice when I first get going up and about. It's like, then civil twilight is now at 4:41 in the morning. And that one where it's like, yeah, the sun's not up yet, but you could go for a walk or something like that. And I bring up all this for people who say we shouldn't have daylight savings time. If we didn't have daylight savings time, bring all that back an hour. Astronomical twilight would start at 1:46 in the morning, nautical at 2:51 in the morning, civil twilight at 3:41, and sunrise at 4:18. Who wants sunrise at 4:18 in the morning? Nobody.
Nobody.
So when you're talking about, I don't want daylight savings time, you're half right. You want daylight savings time. We just want it all year round.
Right.
We don't need noon to be when the sun is straight up. None of it. I was just talking about my Apple Watch. Do you see a sundial on this thing? There is no sundial. We don't use sundials anymore. So we can have noon be whenever we want. So we want our noon at 1 o'clock from now on.
I like it. I'm with you.
I feel really strong about this.
This really threw me off.
That's how I feel about it too. Who really wants that sun that early in summer? Well, nobody.
And that late. I mean, Rob is pointing out right now, I noticed sunset. There is light in the sky at 10 p.m. in June. And he's absolutely right. I mean, I was just looking at that end of it. At sunset now is at 8:55, which means civil twilight goes until 9:32. That sounds about right. Nautical twilight goes until 10:22. You still have, enough that you could say there's some twilight out there at 10:22. Yep. And it doesn't get pitch black out there nowadays until 11:28 at night. And it's all because of that thing we talked about yesterday, the Earth on its, spinning on its axis. And how it got
to
be
that summer, way. The longest day of the year, tomorrow.
Yep. Well, everybody, that was fun. Nerd chat.
yes, it was. Gotta geek out.
Twilights and the curvature of the Earth and axis and everything else. And once again, Brittany Merlot pointing out why she is the most patient person in civic media. Brittany, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next hour. And we're going to talk a little fishing at that point as well. Got a few things to tell you about in terms of Up North News and Civic Media and our parent company, Courier Newsroom. For Civic Media, besides having a newsroom with statewide reach, just like us at Up North News, our friends at Civic Media have you covered with local news updates from each individual station. You can go to civicmedia.com and find your local Civic Media station. And somewhere up near the top of the station's homepage, you're going to see something called the Daily News Roundup that you can listen to. Just click on there and you'll hear the latest. You can also get email versions of their daily update while you're there as well. So again, go to Civic Media. Did I say civicmedia.com? I meant to say civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. And go find your local station there and give a listen to those local updates that are there. Meanwhile, for purposes of our show, wanted to tell you about tomorrow because we're not going to have our usual lineup of guests. We've got folks who are traveling, have the day off, things like that. So in place of Kia Vakil tomorrow morning at 6:30, we will have somebody from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation because they just put out a new study all about how much Wisconsin hospitals would lose if the current version of the Trump big bloated boondoggle of a budget bill were to pass. We're talking about $3 to $4 billion in reductions over the next decade. A whole lot of that coming from uncompensated care if Medicaid gets slashed. And a lot of hospitals are on thin enough margins that they'll close up. And we've seen how many small hospitals have already closed in Wisconsin. So we'll find out more about that in our 6 a.m. hour tomorrow. And then in our 7 a.m. hour, we will not be able to meet up with Jim Santel. He's got a court hearing. Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze are both out traveling, but I was able to find one woman who could replace them all, and that would be Chicago broadcasting legend Joan Esposito. She will be joining me throughout the 7 a.m. hour tomorrow, and then in the 8 a.m. hour, things get back to normal with Dr. Kristen Lyerly showing up here at 8:05, and then Mike Clemens has a preview of sports. That'll be coming up at 8:30. And speaking of sports, we'd love to tell you about how the Brewers did against the Cubs at Wrigley Field, but Wrigley Field hasn't figured out how to put on a dome yet, and so the game was rained out. So were the White Sox. Both Chicago games were rained out. Detroit was rained out. Cincinnati was a near rain out. Anyway, the Brewers-Cubs game will be made up as part of a day-night doubleheader on Monday, August 18th. The teams are scheduled to wrap up their series this afternoon. You can catch the pregame starting at 12:45 on several Civic media stations. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski was supposed to start last night. It's not clear if he's going to be starting this afternoon's game. We're going to talk about the Juneteenth holiday next. For some of you, there will be a local update. Live from Lake Wasota, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app at 22 and 52 after the hour, though we focus on what is going on here in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, and good Thursday morning. And every day that I sit here at our table in our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, usually I'm looking out the window, and I always see right across the way the Children's Imaginarium. And there's going to be a terrific event going on tomorrow, Friday morning, at the Children's Imaginarium involving Dairy Month. And to talk about it, we're very happy to welcome back into our studio Julie Bowman, the Executive Director of the Children's Imaginarium. Thank you for coming back in, Julie.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And not only you, but you brought a guest as well.
I did. I brought my good friend Holly from 4-H.
Holly Larson from 4-H. Holly, nice to meet you and nice to have you in as well.
Thanks for the invite. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Holly, first of all, what's your position with 4-H?
So I am the 4-H educator in Marathon County 4-H.
Fantastic. And this is an event that the Children's Imaginarium and the Marathon County 4-H are teaming up with. Julie, what is the event? We'll start right there.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We are so incredibly thankful to have our partnership with Marathon County 4-H. First and foremost, they have been to our museum and has done some amazing programming, and they're coming back again this coming Friday, June 20th, from 10 to 12, so 10 to noon, at the Children's Imaginarium as we celebrate Dairy Month, and it's going to be an utterly fun STEM day.
I got I got to say right away, the thing that kind of jumped out when I received the information from you, you're going to be bringing a cow in. I just think it's so cool that you're bringing a cow for the kids and for that. And before we talk about the specifics about the event, Holly, 4-H, it's such a traditional organization here in Central Wisconsin and throughout the Midwest and throughout the country. Could you give folks who are maybe not as familiar with 4-H and what is 4-H for the 21st century?
Oh, that's a great question. So 4-H here in Marathon County, like you said, across the nation, across the world, is a youth development program for youth who are in kindergarten through 1 year past high school. And the thing that I love about it, I think it's kind of like a choose your own adventure program. So whatever sparks the youth and their families, we have a variety of different programs, project areas for workshops. There's travel. Next week, I'm going to Washington, D.C. with a group of youth from across the state. There is opportunity for leadership, camp counseling, right? That we have such a variety of opportunities for our youth and their families. And a great team of mentors here in Marathon County that are volunteers that share their knowledge and provide opportunities for the youth.
How did this event come together?
Well, as you know, 4-H is really involved in STEM. We're a STEM-based museum, science, technology, engineering, and math. And I've known Holly for years. She's a great collaborator. And, when we opened our doors, part of our core values is to have community relations and collaboration. So I went no further than to reach out to Holly at 4-H and invite them in. They come into our facility and take over the STEM lab and create a unique learning experience. It also provides opportunities for kids that come into the museum to be made aware of this amazing opportunity in our community, because we want to collaborate with them and provide those opportunities for outside the museum as well.
I was telling Holly while we were waiting for you to arrive that last week I went to lunch and I walked past the Imaginarium.
Yeah.
And as I was walking by, there was a family that was walking in. Yeah. It was a couple of parents and I think three kids coming in. And you could just see that they were excited to be there.
Yes.
And we haven't talked in a little bit, and we'll get more specific on this event coming up as well. But I wanted to ask you, because, again, I haven't talked to you in a little bit, how has it been going?
It has been doing remarkably and amazingly well. I mean, our goal for the first year, I was just telling somebody, was for 2024, we hope to have 28,000 visitors through our door. By the end of 2024, we had 40,000. And we're probably getting close to almost 60,000 people that have come through our doors. And it's not just Marathon County. We have kind of become more of a Central Wisconsin draw. So it's more than 45 miles outside of our radius, which is amazing. So we really want to be that community expert or that resource for STEM learning, because STEM learning advances families, advances kids. It's an amazing opportunity to promote and provide these opportunities in our community.
Again, we're talking to Julie Bowman, Executive Director of the Children's Imaginarium, and Holly Lerson from Marathon County 4-H here on 98.9 WXCO. And let's talk about this event, Dairy Month Exploration. And it's coming up Friday from 10 a.m. until 12 noon at the Children's Imaginarium. And there's a lot going on. And I think it's, as you talked about, Julie, and we'll ask Holly here as well in terms of what's going to happen here. It's a combination of learning and fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's part of what I love about our 4-H program is that we provide these educational experiences hands-on, and we get to share the things that we love with the community. And inviting them in on Friday, we're going to be outside the Imaginarium. We're going to Paisley, one of my staff members, are bringing one of her calves. So you get to meet Paisley, and then we're going to have all sorts of activities outside the Imaginarium. So you can come and hang out with us on Friday morning.
And one of the aspects, again, that we talked about previously with the Imaginarium is using fun activities to learn. And it looks like this is going to be continuing with this event as well.
Right. I mean, we are play-based learning, so we want them to learn through hands-on exploration and creativity to spark that curiosity. And every time a kid touches an exhibit or explores an opportunity, they're going to learn something. When they come back to it, they might learn something different. So these opportunities continue the learning cycle, especially with our summer. You sometimes hear about summer slide, right, where kids kind of regress over the summer. These opportunities provide further educational opportunities so they can continue the learning process throughout the summer.
And we will continue our discussion with Julie and Holly in about 22 minutes or so. We'll be back at 7:52 for our next local segment here during the program. But we're going to take a time out, get a farm report as part of our information update here in mere moments, and then back to Pat Kreitlow for more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
Falls Radio, WXCO. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A new bipartisan agreement down at the state capitol could mean some improved health care options for folks in rural communities. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. It is called the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Modernization Act. And Wisconsin Senator Patrick Teston from Stevens Point, who chairs the Senate Agriculture and Revenue Committee, is happy that it's finding support. Teston says that this bill has been around for at least 13 years, trying to authorize qualified registered nurses to practice independently of a physician and without need for collaboration, as long as cases don't fall outside their areas of expertise. Teston says that gives rural health care providers a whole lot more options.
You know, we have an agreement, and while not everyone was 100% happy with the final product, I am quite confident it's going to get signed into law and it's going to move these advanced practice registered nurses in the right direction, which is primarily to empower them to do the jobs that they were trained to do, which is to take care of patients. And so I'm hopeful that we will become the 29th state that has enacted a form of this legislation. And it's a step in the right direction to help patients and empower providers.
That's Wisconsin Senator Pat Teston. He says when it comes to frontline medical professionals, especially in rural communities, they are well aware of the dire workforce challenges being faced. He said this APRN Modernization Act would hopefully help relieve some of that stress.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are more than just producers of milk and cheese. They're dedicated caretakers of the land, animals, and communities that they call home. Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the essential role that these farmers play and how we can all take part in supporting them.
So we know our Wisconsin dairy farmers have a really long history of caring for their land and water, mostly because these are multi-generational farms, but they also take really great care in making sure they're taking care of their cows and their families and farms and communities. So there's a lot on a farmer's plate, but they are such a vital, important role in their communities. And we encourage consumers to really engage with our dairy farmers, ask them the questions they have, and then they can support dairy farmers by buying products made from our Wisconsin milk. And that's very easy to do in the store. You can go to any retailer and look for products that have the Proudly Wisconsin cheese or Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
To learn more about how you can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, visit wisconsindairy.org.
And starting next week, organic grain producers around the state will have several field day opportunities coming their way. Aaron Silva, who's professor and extension specialist of the old grain program, says despite inflationary pressures, organic product sales exceeded $71 billion last year and are expected to grow this year by at least a 4% rate. More stories like that available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today and warm with highs in the lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm possible late in the afternoon. That chance for a shower or thunderstorm continues into the nighttime. It'll be mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be the guy behind the guy. J.B. Thompson joins me in studio. Then I'm joined by Chelsea Myers from Old World, Wisconsin. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Here at Up North News. Sharita, how are you?
Good, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am so ready for a weekend, and it's going to be a festival weekend in several places. We talked to Earl Ingram for a bit yesterday about Summerfest, and he talked about being at the first Summerfest, and we both swore it was 1970. We were wrong. It was 1968. Wow. The headliner was George Jessel. In 1969, the headliner was Dolly Parton. In 1970, it was Sly and the Family Stone. So I don't know which one, if you went to all of them or what, but those are just some of the early examples of who played at Summerfest. What do you want to tell us about this year's edition?
So, yeah, the world's largest music festival is kicking off in Milwaukee today and will run through the 21st. And some of those headliners for this weekend include Def Leppard, the Isley Brothers, Natasha Bedingfield, Gigi Perez, and James Taylor. There will also be almost 100 vendors selling clothing, jewelry, artwork, decor, and more. And of course, there will be tons of local food ranging from Ian's Pizza to Johnsonville Sazes and Pete's Pops and a whole lot more. General admission tickets are about $30 this year, but check out their website at summerfest.com for admission promotions.
And like I said yesterday, if you still haven't gone down to Milwaukee to take in Summerfest, I mean, do yourself a favor and just do this. And I was looking at the lineups as well. So like you said, tonight, Def Leppard, the Isley Brothers, Natasha Bedingfield, Gary Clark Jr. And then I'm looking at Friday. Friday is Hozier, George Thorogood, the Head and Heart, Grand Funk Railroad, Rick Springfield. And keep that in mind because we're going to mention him again in just a couple of minutes here. Sharita, what can you tell us about your years going to Summerfest?
The one I remember most is when I went to see Wiz Khalifa. This had to be like maybe 15 years ago, but it was so packed that day, like jam packed. And I ran into a couple of friends. So it was such a good time. It was like my favorite one yet. But then last year, I also went to go see SZA. So that was fun too.
That's right.
She almost got rained out too. Like it was a thunderstorm and they almost canceled it. But thank God it kept going.
Wow. As I was looking at the history of Summerfest acts, funny that you say that, raining out, the 1978 headliner was rained out. So the Grateful Dead was supposed to play Summerfest, but never did. Let's carry on to other places that are having festivals this weekend. Let's come out here to the Chippewa Valley. We've got something new to talk about at the festival grounds in Eau Claire.
Yep. So Summer Jam will hit Eau Claire on Friday and Saturday. And some of those headliners include Lynyrd Skynyrd, The Black Crowes, Rick Springfield again.
There he is!
Yep, Gavin DeGraw, and more. There will also be an interactive zone for games and other fun activities, in addition to food courts and local food vendors, or local vendors where you can shop and grab some Summer Jam merch. They also have on-site camping right next to the festival, so you can pitch a tent or bring an RV. General admission tickets are $110, or you can get a two-day pass for $149. So you can get more information and your tickets at summerjamwi.com.
Last but not least, let's touch on something happening in Wisconsin Rapids.
Cranberry Blossom Festival is running through today through Sunday, and that four-day annual festival will include live music, a parade, arts and crafts, a carnival, and lots of treats featuring, you guessed it, cranberries. You can get more information about that event at blossomfest.com.
I got just the person to talk about that out of Wisconsin Rapids. So let me make that transition, Sharita, by thanking you so much for that quick preview of things to do around Wisconsin this weekend. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye, Pat.
And as promised, here's our person. It's Maggie Mulesky, president of the Cherry Blossom Festival, the group that helps organize the big doings in Wisconsin Rapids. Maggie, hello. How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
Very good. Like we were just discussing, a lot of big things happening around Wisconsin this weekend, certainly in Wisconsin Rapids as well. You've got the Blossom Festival there. Do you know much about the genesis of it, how it came to be a Cranberry Blossom Festival that was chosen?
Well, I believe the story behind it is because Wisconsin Rapids area is pretty much cranberries. We have a lot of cranberry growers around us. And we're celebrating the starting of the season where the berries are coming into blossom and going into the fall, then, you know, when they pick the berries. But this is the time of the year when it's very beautiful.
All right. Well, why don't you take us through some of what's going to be happening this weekend? I know there's a lot going on, so I'll let you pick a few select highlights that you'd like to have the folks know about.
Sure. This year we have 17 individual events. Some of those events, like the Blossom Fest Carnival, are going to run for 4 days. The ice cream social at the Historical Society on Saturday afternoon, only a couple hours, but get over there. Some great Wisconsin ice cream with cranberry syrup on the top. Can't beat it.
There's lunch down by the river. And later, there's the Aqua Skiers Water Ski Show.
Lunch by the River is their signature start of the Cranberry Blossom Festival. The Chamber is very involved with us doing a couple different events during the weekend. So there's also Chalk It Up. The Boys and Girls Club are running an event down right in front of their building by the YMCA called Chalk It Up, where you can pick up some chalk and make a nice picture on the sidewalk. So that's a great event for the family and the kids to do. The carnival opens at 6 and runs till 10 on Thursday night. We also have one that's been going with us for a long, long time. It's called Cinema Under the Stars. It's been downtown on the streets since the inception of it. This year they're showing The Wizard of Oz. Should be a very fun time. And the other newer one is the McMillan Concert Series is hosting the Daddy-O Jazz Band. I'm very much looking forward to seeing that.
From the water activities to the Chalk Fest to music in the evening, I mean, you're starting with a very full slate.
Yes, we do. We start with a very full Thursday. So do as I do, pick up a brochure, circle the things you want to do and make a plan, because there is a lot to do.
Oh my goodness. And that's barely scratching the surface, because you've also got on Friday, the Dairy Berry Pancake Breakfast over at the Lincoln High School cafeteria. There's going to be the Material Girls quilt show going on, and then a Downtown on Tap event on Friday from 5 to 9 PM. Some of these things, there's a Kids Learn to Fish that goes on there. I get the impression then, Maggie, that, I mean, this isn't any one group. These are many community groups that are all coming together and doing some things individually and some things together to make this all happen.
Yes, they are. Yes. And each group is doing it in conjunction with Cranberry Blossom Fest, but the money that they make, or even if they do charge, some do not charge for their events. Thus, the ice cream social is a no charge. There is some charge for some of the events. All that money goes back to their organizations, so to help their organizations continue to do the things that they do, which we find to be a double blessing for us. It has made the Cranberry Blossom Festival a nice full weekend, family weekend. And it's helped these organizations continue to do the good things that they do. So, yes, there's a Kids Learn to Fish by the Grand Rapids Lions. That's out at the Lions Club in their little pond out there. But there's also another one on Sunday morning that is run by the Rapids Police Department. That's another one, been going with us since the beginning. And you can just go down there. They'll have poles and rods and reels and, you know, all the things necessary to catch a fish. Then it goes into the Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade. It will start at the Boys and Girls Club on the west side of town and cross the river, come over to the top of the hill on the east side. Lots of things going on that. Live music, even put a marching band together this year, which are very difficult to find these days. But we, but the chamber has worked with Lincoln High School and one other high school to make sure that there's a marching band there.
And then after the parade, last but not least, you got to have yourself a duck derby, and the Rapids Fire Department is putting that on, right?
Yes, yes. This is another thing. They started this maybe about 5-6 years ago. The money is going towards their charitable foundation. You can buy a duck. The duck is numbered. Once they dump the ducks into the river, first one to cross the line wins. And the fire department takes care of picking up all those ducks and getting them out of the river then. But lots of fun to watch.
It sounds great, and it's going to be a very, very warm weekend. So hopefully folks stay hydrated, and to learn more about them, head over to blossomfest.com, and you can learn more, as described here by Maggie Mileski from the Wisconsin Rapids Cranberry Blossom Festival. She's the festival president. Maggie, thank you so much for such a great description of what we can expect this weekend. Thank you, Maggie. Have a wonderful day.
You also, Pat. Thank you.
It is 7:45 now on this Thursday morning. It's June 19th, and earlier we talked about the voice note feature of the new Civic Media app. It's a new feature where you can either text, you can call, you can now leave this voice note. And what happens is it comes in on the same screen that our texts come in, with a transcript of what's on the tape that somebody put on their voice note. Except, Parker, you and I would agree, the technology still needs some tweaking.
It might need a little tweaking. It might also need to tell us who's talking, would be nice.
It might, because we were seeing things like, I like listening to my daddy. I love listening to Pat quite low, and something that says there's a part of the board. And as you'll hear, we're going to play the voice notes. None of that is correct whatsoever. It's way better than that. So play the first one.
I don't like listening to my daddy.
You're supposed to say, I love listening to Pat Kreitlow in the morning.
Well, that didn't work, so he had to leave another voice note. And here's how that one sounded.
There's a Pat in the morning.
One more time.
Oh, I listen to Pat in the morning.
I love listening to Pat in the morning. That'll work. That will work.
That'll work. That should be a promo.
Yeah, get on that text line and let us know who that adorable new announcer is, because I think there might be some new show liners coming up real soon.
Oh,
using
yeah.
The voice note feature. You know what? You know what? We could actually do that. Look, Don Rue and I have been friends going back to my very first radio job in Rice Lake back in 1986. And Don is the voice you hear at the top of every hour here. And I don't think Donald will mind one bit if some other folks take a turn. So if you want to use that voice note feature and come up with your own intro to the show or something, you know, just give it the usual, you know, from Civic Media. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Here from Up North News is Pat Kreitlow. We would use those.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I mean, don't swear or anything like that. Well, but yeah. That would be fun. I do sense that I had a feeling as to who the kids might belong to.
Oh, do
yeah,
you?
It's Tony. He puts here two different kids. The second one is 3-year-old Reese, and Sydney, age 5, has the sass. So there you go. It's Reese and Sydney who are following in their father's footsteps of, you know, stalking us through the YouTube page, and we couldn't be happier about that. Also coming up across the Civic Media Radio Network today, we've got, of course, Matt Nair on Air is coming up at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11. Jim Santel is slated to be on at 9:30 this morning. At 10:30, sports with Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. And, of course, at 10:50, this shouldn't be a thing. Maggie Dawn has a full slate of guests for a special Juneteenth edition. Pete Schwabba's Nightlight has the popcorn pick of the week at 6:30. And, of course, Todd Alba will have updates on the possible budget cuts to the UW system. In fact, he's here coming up next for some of you. Others will have a local update. And we'll see you in our next hour with Sean O'Malley and more here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Life is so strange. When you don't know, how can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure. Of any situation, something could change, and then you won't die.
And welcome back. Good morning again. It is Thursday morning, June the 19th of 2025. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, during the 22 and 52 minutes after the hour segments, we come here and talk about what's going on in Wausau. In fact, we are right across the way from the Children's Imaginarium here in downtown Wausau. Coming up tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, it is the Dairy Month Exploration. You can discover Wisconsin's rich dairy heritage with Marathon County 4-H at the Children's Imaginarium, where they'll be celebrating the state's diverse dairy products and traditions. And again, they will be bringing in Paisley the calf, have homemade ice cream and butter, learn dairy facts through games, cheese tasting, and a whole bunch more. Earlier in the hour, we started our conversation with the executive director of the Children's Imaginarium, Julie Bowman, and also Holly Learson from Marathon County 4-H. And we continue that conversation right now for 4-H, for 4-H members. What is the involvement going to be with this event?
So we do have a team of my summer 4-H staff that's mm-hmm. been working with me to help with the community outreach programs. And there are some youth and a few volunteers that are coming. So we'll have a team coming on Friday morning and to help share the these learning opportunities, right? So dairy has a rich history to Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. Very important part of 4-H. So we tie all those things together. So we'll be sharing things like making how to make homemade butter. We're going to make homemade ice cream. Sharing the importance of fat and milk through some activities where we're blowing bubbles and looking at all the different aspects of milk fat. and then there's some trivia games that we have created and just some a table with some general 4-H information. So if they're looking for some information on how to connect with us and participate with our program and other activities. So we are always looking for an opportunity to meet the public and share our amazing things with them.
And Paisley the calf is going to be there. That's what I'm so excited.
I think that's what Julie's excited about the most.
When I asked
Julie, can we bring a calf? And she was like, yes. Super excited.
You're going to be there to help unload Paisley when Paisley gets there?
I will tell you, Paisley will not be in the museum, but will be outside the museum. But, you know, she's just adorable. She's in the marketing materials that I shared, and she's got her tongue
It jumped right out to me when I opened up the email that you sent, and seeing Paisley the calf is like so very cool. You got to take Paisley on a tour.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, as Holly stressed that, you know, our dairy industry is a very important community stakeholder in right here in Wausau in Marathon County. So we want to support that and showcase it.
It just sounds wonderful to be able to have the youth of the 4-H teaming up here and again mm-hmm. have so many youth and families coming through again the Children's Imaginarium cheese tasting as well. I saw you said ice cream, butter, and cheese. It's all there.
Yes. So, and that's another partner through our office. Some of my other colleagues through Foodwise and some of the other colleagues are like, hey, can we come help too? So Foodwise program is actually leading the cheese tasting and sampling piece and getting a little extra education in the different types of Wisconsin cheeses that are come right from our backyards, right? And I think that's important to know our farm-to-table pieces, too, with this program.
And there are many types of cheese. That's one thing for
right?
sure. Julie, how much does this cost, folks?
So, obviously, you can see Paisley the cow outside for free. Yes. Yep. Admission is $10 per person to come in. One and under is free. If you're not able to afford it, we do have our Access for All program that you can apply to, which reduces the cost of admission. And it's free to members.
And
so,
it's such a wonderful place. And again, you love seeing the excitement in the children and the families themselves.
It's a pretty positive place to be. Lots of giggles, lots of smiles. It's an amazing opportunity to be in that setting.
Terrific. So a very special Dairy Month exploration going on at the Children's Imaginarium Friday, tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, featuring Paisley the calf and a whole bunch of fun activities. Again, the homemade ice cream and butter, learn dairy facts through games, cheese tasting, and a whole bunch more. So again, Julie and Holly, anything you want to add before we wrap things up? Did we miss anything here that you would like to add before we complete?
No, I think everybody should move on over to the Children's Imaginarium on Friday and see us. We'll be outside and have all our events outside this time.
Yeah. Fantastic. Even before the heat wave starts on the weekend.
Yes. Summer's here.
But Julie and Holly, thank you both for stopping on by. Hopefully it's a wonderful event. Hopefully, knock on wood, the weather does cooperate. And again, congratulations on all the great work that both of you do.
Thank you.
And great to talk to both Julie Bowman and Holly Lerson. And again, if you have kids who would look for a great time and also learn a little bit about our dairy industry here in Wisconsin, stop by the Children's Imaginarium again tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Should be a lot of fun. And meet Paisley the calf. Yep, the Paisley will be there, and it should be, again, a lot of fun. Hey, if you think you're not getting enough of me, hey, you can get more of me coming up. In fact, we have an information update coming up here at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Get news, weather, sports, and then we'll get back to Pat Kreitlow and Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And I will be on the show coming up along with Brittany Merlot talking about the weather. Then I will join in, talk about whatever's on Pat's mind. So who knows? But I will be with Pat Kreitlow coming up in the next segment right after our information updates. Got another hour to go here on this Thursday morning. Glad you could be with us. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Attacks are intensifying on day 7 of the Israel-Iran conflict. The BBC's Hugo Bechega.
We've had reaction from the Israeli authorities accusing Iran of deliberately targeting a hospital. We don't know what the target here could have been.
Israel says at least 40 people were injured. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
CBS News has learned the president approved unspecified attack plans as an option, but is holding off in case Iran agrees to abandon its nuclear program.
A heat dome is spreading brutal temperatures across the country a day before summer officially begins. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Las Vegas.
Today, it will once again perhaps reach up to 110 degrees, and this is going to be keeping paramedics on guard.
Temperatures are expected to climb into the 90s for the first time this year in New York City and Boston. That's about 20 degrees above normal. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.